This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. Columbia Public School leaders are planning a new program designed to close the achievement gap between minority and Caucasian students in the district. KBIA's Wendy Mader files this report.
Members of the community, administration members, and parents gathered last night for the World Cafe. It's a series of meetings the school board is hosting to discuss the achievement gaps in schools. Last night, participants discussed a new school reform program called the Strive Project. The program aims to help students reach an appropriate level of achievement for his or her age. Robert Ross is a representative of Columbia's Minority Men's Network. He's working with the school district to eliminate achievement gaps. He says the students with a bad start have a difficult time.
If a kid goes to kindergarten, doesn't know how to read or write, that kid's going to be behind for probably the rest of his or her life. Now, there are some kids who can turn that around and become successful. There are some kids who become successful but don't realize their full potential because they've been held back.
Ross says it will take involvement from everyone in the community to reach the levels of achievement the school board wants to reach. Nagar Rezovani is a parent and a member of a subcommittee for the World Cafe. She says it's up to the parents.
I think one of the hardest things that is we always struggle with is getting the parents involved as well. And there's so many different situations going on. It just doesn't take the schools. It takes the whole community, including the parents and the agencies.
Columbia Public School leaders are still discussing plans to move forward with the program. For now, they hope to get as much feedback from the community as possible. Wendy Mader, KBIA News.
The Callaway County Health Department is set to use an $80,000 grant to develop a plan to improve health care services in the county. KBIA's Courtney Tessino has more.
The director of the Callaway County Health Department says the federal grant will help residents meet their basic health care needs at an affordable price. Director Sharon Lynch says a lack of adult dental care sparked the need for better health care services in the county.
We have low-income people that, in particular, needed to access care. Medicaid persons that needing dental care do not have access to it in our county. They have to go outside of county to access that.
Lynch says the health department will work with other organizations to investigate issues like this next year and determine how large the problem is. She says people with low income levels are not the only ones in need of better health care services.
We have a lot of people in our community that are working that either don't have access to health insurance or can't afford it and therefore can't afford to go to the doctor.
Lynch says the planning grant will be used to survey the unmet health care needs and create solutions. They're currently working on a survey to distribute throughout the community by early December. Courtney Tessino, KBIA News.
Voters in Mexico have approved a new tax that increases the Mexico school district's budget starting next year. The proposition that had failed twice before was passed by voters Tuesday by a slim margin. It increases property taxes for residents in the school district to help pay for the district's operating costs. It's expected to bring in around $750,000 for the school district each year. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.